Happy, happy Monday to everybody.
It's a Monday.
You know what I want to mention at the beginning of this show, in addition to the end of the show, is that there's not going to be a show tomorrow. So
that's right.
I just wanted to get that out there and make sure, and we'll say it again before this show closes out. There will not be a morning show tomorrow because of some travel that I have planned. And so we'll be back normal on Wednesday.
She's traveling. She's always traveling. She's always doing something. I have no life. Mock has a very rich and fruitful life. I, on the other hand, am usually here just feeding cows and crap. This is what I do. This is my life. But yeah, she's always jet setting somewhere, you guys. So she's so jet setting again. Right. Right.
Exactly. So I feel like enough time has passed where I can safely post an Ashley Judd picture reminder tomorrow, which I will do.
Yeah.
So I'll probably do that, but just wanted to put it out there. Also want to put out there that 'tis the season, you guys, for some grilling. And you know Father's Day is coming sooner than you can even think about it. It's happening this coming Sunday. And you know what dads want. Dads always want steak packs. They want to grill. They want to feed their families like manly men do on the grill with fire. That is what dads want.
Fire.
And they're good at it.
Yes.
I have
oh my
fire.
Gosh. I have a fire. They are good at it. Oh my gosh, Father's Day. Yes, you have to give him the steak, you guys.
You gotta. And you don't get better steak than you get from Omaha Steaks. And of course, right now, if you get the Dads Want Steaks package, it's hugely discounted. You get 8 Omaha Steak burgers thrown in for free. And I'm telling you, because just last weekend, we did the bacon-wrapped fillets, which are so scrumptious. And then when you had the scallop potato side? Like that you put in the oven and it's like this beautiful flour.
They're ridiculous. We're talking about steaks and Astrid is now up because she's like, oh, steak? You said steak? Somebody said steak? Come up.
She's like, I need my face in your face for that.
Oh my God, steak. Oh my God.
Anyway, everything that you get is amazing and you can get it at a discount and then you get the Omaha Steak burgers thrown in for free when you go to omahasteaks.com and put chicks in the keyword search field. That's how you get all the discounts. So get yourself some Omaha Steaks, you guys. Do it. You're not going to regret it.
Steaks. Okay. And then listen, Facebook insiders and our locals folks, chicksontheright.locals.com and Facebook insiders, they are the bomb.com. Check them out.
Okay. Lots to get to today. We've got some January 6th stuff that I want to make sure that we get to because I have a bit of the schedule of the next hearing thing, the televised, whatever. We'll get to that. But first, you know how sometimes Bill Maher is like awesome and then other times Bill Maher is less awesome, you know?
Yeah, I do.
So
yeah.
I thought we would have a little compare and contrast from Bill's show this past weekend because he had Kellyanne Conway on. And in this first clip, they're talking about like all the ridiculousness that went into the whole Brett Kavanaugh attempted assassination story and how everyone ignored it. And so what you're about to hear is Bill Maher really ripping on the New York Times for completely burying the story. So this is the part where Bill Maher, where you're like, oh, look at Bill Maher is being a normal human being, right? So we'll watch that first. Look at this.
Talking about Brett, this guy was upset that Brett Kavanaugh is going to overturn Roe versus Wade. Okay?
Yeah.
And, interesting, upset about that he wasn't doing enough for gun control and then shows up with guns to kill him.
Exactly.
So, again, cuckoo people do cuckoo things. Okay. The point is, I think your point, and the point I would agree with is, the New York Times buried this.
Yeah, it was like a tiny thing below the fold.
If this had been a liberal Supreme Court justice that someone came to kill, it would have been on the front page. And that's what's so disappointing about a paper like the New York Times. Because they just wear their bias on their sleeves. And they, if it's not part of something that feeds our narrative, fuck it.
And there are protests in front of Amy Coney Barrett's house where we all know there are 7 children inside. There are protests in front of all the conservative justice or all the constitutionalist justices' homes. Listen, protesting is a part of democracy. It's our right. But when it turns deadly, when people are threatening justices' lives, I want them to have protection. Every single senator voted in favor of the actual protection, and it's stuck in the House. This is the kind of thing that drives America crazy when Washington can't do something as simple as pass the law that we should all agree with just to beef up their security.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, it is right. She looked pretty good there, didn't she?
She had the best facelift ever. Ever.
Yeah, she really did. She's had some, she has some good surgeons, doesn't she?
I mean, for real. Like, that is some good, good stuff.
Right, yeah. But so he made a lot of sense there. But the clapping is what I was like, wow, people are clapping in his audience for that. What? Wow, that's crazy. Like, what's even happening? What is even happening? It's hard for me to understand what's going on because usually, yeah, I guess they're going to clap for whatever he says, right? Because they're a bunch of sheep. Maybe.
Yeah.
But it's remarkable that people are clapping for that. Okay.
It's great. So maybe they're coming around.
Are you going to turn around and disappoint us now? Is that what you're going to do? Or is that it?
Yeah. I'm just going to remind everybody that Bill Maher it's not like people get excited because they're like, oh, Bill Maher's saying something that we believe in. But Bill Maher at his core is not conservative. I mean, I think that much is clear. And so naturally, he is on the side of people who believe Trump is a crazy psycho inciter of erections kind of person. And so what's interesting, did I say that?
Did
I say erections?
I think you did. I think you said inciter of erections. I think you just said inciter of erections. And at no point do I really feel that he ever incited an erection anywhere. Have you guys ever gotten an erection from Trump? Because that would concern me. Anybody, any man out there who's ever gotten an erection because of, Trump, you may need to seek help for that. Maybe.
Yeah, I was trying to say insurrection inciter,
right.
And that just got mooshed together.
Either that or Mock has that on the brain, which you may need to take care of that after the show.
So they're talking. I don't know who the other guy is on the panel with Kellyanne, but he's the one that starts off this clip, and they're talking about January 6th, they're talking about Trump. And here's the interesting thing is that Kellyanne Conway, even though Trump disagrees with what she wrote in her book about her trying to tell him, listen, you lost and you just need to come to terms with it. One of the things that she writes in her book is that there were too many people around Trump, like Giuliani and others, who were helping convince him that he won, where she was just like wanting him to focus on a peaceful transition of power. And so, Trump's already come out against her book and like he's mad at her about this. But one thing that she does insist and that isn't heard enough, I don't think, is that Trump continues to this day to genuinely believe he won. And so all of this nonsense that you're hearing from Adam Schiff and others about prosecuting him for inciting this insurrection, all of this is crazy because they're trying to say Trump knew from the get-go that he lost. That is not true. I agree with Kellyanne that he genuinely believes he won. I think he really does believe that. So,
there are people there, moreover, there were people there that were feeding that. Were feeding it. Yeah.
So for them trying to say he knew that he lost and that he continued to do all the bad things, I just think that that's untrue. Because I think even to this day, he is convinced he won. So that's a whole thing. But that's kind of the topic that you're about to hear about. And this is a little bit of a longer clip, but I thought the whole thing was interesting because Bill Maher does represent so many Americans who believe that Trump is a legit criminal. So he is on that side. You're going to see how this argument gets a little heated. Here we go.
So I don't know whether they'll prosecute him or not. I mean, the difficulty, as Kellyanne points out, is that you have to convince a jury that he knew that he was not entitled to the thing that he was looking for. And it's always difficult with Donald Trump to demonstrate what his mental state was. He could believe anything, basically. But it's also a question for a jury. They could bring the indictment and it would be up for a jury.
But we're nowhere near that. Just so we're clear, these hearings are not about that. They hired a news producer to make it a production.
But they are.
And that's okay. But let's not pretend that we're in a courtroom.
It wasn't valid. That's the footage is the footage.
Right. The footage is appalling. I've said that for a year and a half.
I know.
But day on my calendar, I'm going to say January 6th. People are trying to pay their mortgages, buy gas, find input formula.
Here we go again. Spin doctor back to the gas prices, has nothing to do with this. It is spinning.
It's got everything to do with
this. I promised you we'll get it. If I promised
people are hurting.
Okay, I know. But if I promised you one more time, that we will get to talking about gas prices.
Okay. And can we stick to this? Not in a courtroom. Just, I don't want to mislead people who are watching, thinking that somehow you're saying he committed crimes. If he committed crimes, then somebody will have to prosecute that. But that's not what these hearings are.
Well, they are. They're
a fundraising tool.
It's a precursor to the prosecution by the Justice Department. He also met in December with, I think it was Flynn and Giuliani and Sidney Powell, and talked about martial law and seizing the voting machines and rerunning the election.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, come on, you
were. I write about this in my book, that they let charlatan after supplicant after showman in front of the Resolute desk at a time when the president should have been focused on a peaceful transfer of power and bragging about his 4 years of real accomplishments that we all missed.
Why are you so afraid of him beating Biden? Because he's a criminal who doesn't abide by American democracy. Because he knows he lost the election. He doesn't care.
He thinks he won the election. I disagree with you completely.
Neither one of us knows what's in his mind.
He thinks he won the election. That is just incorrect. He thinks he won the election. Maybe. I'm one of the few people
around. Well, that's even sadder. Again, it's this debate. Is he stupid or crazy?
So.
Yeah. Okay. So that is interesting, because she is one of the few people that was really close to him. And that, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, if she thinks that, I believe her. I mean, I truly believe her. I think that he does think that he won the election.
That's where we are right now, is that we've got this huge faction of people who is convinced that he won. And then all these other people like Bill Maher who think that's crazy and he's a psychopath and he should never be elected, which is why I just want him to bow the frick out, because there will never be enough people that will believe in him to vote for him. If he would remove himself from the election altogether, think of how much more unified our entire party would be, because there are people like me. I'm sorry to those of you who get mad at me for saying that, but there are a lot of people like me who think he is just too damaged to be in charge, to have enough people vote for him. There is never going to be enough people. And think of how much more people would vote Republican if it was somebody that wasn't that divisive. That's the point that I keep trying to make.
Somebody wasn't him. Now, another thing that she was complete 100% correct on is that this is not a trial.
Exactly.
And it is a spectacle. It's a show. It is a propaganda tool, and it's a campaign tool. She's 150% correct about that. I mean, he has to at least accept that is a fact too. That's precisely what this is. And the fact that they're going to do more of them, that is a fact. He has to understand that is a fact. And so she's saying, listen, we're looking backwards and people want to live right now and today. And he's like, no, we need to keep looking back. Oh my God. It's like, we have gone over this. We've gone over it and over it and over. It's like, how many times do we have to keep opening that wound and looking at it? And the reason they want to keep opening that wound and looking at it is because they're sucking so hard. Your guy, Bill, is sucking so hard. The country is in the shitter because of your party, because of this Democrat party. That's why. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it is a campaign tool. You have to admit that. And that's precisely, it is not a trial. He is not on trial. Donald Trump, whether you think he's a criminal or not, this is not a trial. That's not what this is.
This is a TV show. That's it. That's
right. And people think, now Democrats, people on the left think that's what this is. That's not what this is. So, and if it was a trial, they're withholding evidence, so there would be a mistrial.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely right. And so what comes of this, like, I don't think they're ever going to have enough to indict him for anything, because this narrative that they're creating is literally just that. It's a narrative that they're trying to create. He's not committed any crime. That's what's so utterly ridiculous about this whole thing. But anyway, we'll get to more of the January 6th stuff, because I do have some dates that are coming up. Like today at 10 o'clock this morning is the second televised hearing. Like,
oh,
these are all over the place, right? I mean, so stupid. But, and we have to talk about AOC and what she's saying about Biden, because it's kind of amazing. But first, I want to remind everybody, if you want to have optimum health, just like a lot of our insiders I know who are raving about Healthy Cell and the way that you can absorb vitamins so much better when you're getting them from a gel pack, which is the way that Healthy Cell delivers their multivitamins, their immune booster supplements, their REM sleep supplements. All their supplements are in this yummy little gel pack that you literally just squirt into your mouth. Delicious. And you absorb all the minerals and nutrients that you, that your body is supposed to absorb. So, so good for you. And I'm seeing folks have amazing results, blood pressure going down, like all kinds of lab work coming back so much better after a month of being on Healthy Cell. So you guys get 20% off your first order. Go to healthycell.com/chicks.
And you guys, make sure that you are following this podcast. You are subscribed. If you're not, make sure you hit the subscribe button and then tell all your friends, put it in your pocket. You can listen to us all the time, anywhere, anytime, on the treadmill, in the car, wherever you are, at carpool line, all those places. But subscribe. Do it today.
Do it. Do it. Okay, so back to what could happen with 2024. You guys know where I stand. I know everybody's like super mad. I get it. You always get mad when I suggest that maybe Trump shouldn't run. But there's a whole other angle to this coming election. And there's a lot more talk now. You're even seeing it in some of the mainstream media news channels that are saying Democrats are getting very, very nervous about the possibility of Biden running again. And they're not happy with this idea. And here, I wanted to tell you about my latest fear because it has to do with you, Bernie.
Why do you gotta? But why?
Because.
You whore.
So the reason that I'm freaking out a little bit about Bernie is because if Biden decides not to run and Bernie, there's gonna be other Democrats that run. Bernie will be one of them because he's a million years old and he's still feeling like he's got a lot of pep in his step, right?
Oh my God. I can't, like, he will absolutely run. He will.
I am telling you right now that if Bernie is the nominee, he will win. And here's why. Because right now he is an unknown quantity. Everyone who hates Trump will continue to hate Trump and they'll be like, oh my God, he killed democracy. He incited an insurrection. And everybody who has been unhappy with Biden will be like, yay, it's a new Democrat. It's a new guy who calls himself as an independent. And people will go to the new thing because they're going to know, they already know Trump. They already know Biden. They're going to go to the new thing. That's what I think. That's what I'm worried about.
If it's not Trump, he will totally get annihilated. I think he'll get.
Oh no! If it is Trump, creamed. I'm saying if it is Trump,
then Bernie will win. If it's not Trump, then I think that he'll get completely creamed. Like if you put a DeSantis against Bernie Sanders, Bernie Sanders will get murdered.
Killed. I know. Totally.
He will
totally.
Get, I mean,
but that's why I'm saying it's going to be Trump, you guys. This is what I'm afraid of. And this is why if he would just get out and allow someone like a Ron DeSantis or Pompeo or Mitch Daniels even, which will never happen. But if it happens,
I don't think it won't happen. It won't happen.
But Bernie against Trump, Bernie will win. I'm telling you right now, that is my new fear. And that is what I really think will happen because Trump is so hated.
Even a Mitch Daniels would wipe the floor with Bernie Sanders.
Totally.
You guys, if you don't know Mitch Daniels, Mitch Daniels was the governor of Indiana and he was kick ass back in the day. And then he decided not to run. Yeah, he's leaving Purdue. He won't run for president though. I mean, it's like, there's just this like shred of hope that we can maybe get him to do that. But everybody thought maybe he was going to do that, you know, years ago. And then he was like, no, because it's, you know, can we say because his wife didn't want him to? Yeah.
I think it was because of family reasons.
Yeah.
His
family didn't want him to. And so the country suffered. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now here we are. But yeah, but I don't think he's going to do it. I think he's just going to retire like a normal human
too.
Being. He's going to retire. Like, he is so normal. He's so unbelievably normal. He's like a Scott Walker. Like, you used to call Scott Walker aggressively normal. Is that what you used to call him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he called himself.
Yeah. So this is the thing, is that these guys, a lot of them are so normal that it's like they almost don't belong in politics. And Mitch Daniels is one of those guys. He's just not a normal politician. So there's right. no, I don't think he's going to do it. So he probably won't do it. But if there was a guy like a DeSantis that would do it, oh my God, I can't even imagine how well he would do, you know? And especially if you put him on a ticket with a, you know, a chick, like a Noam or something like that. Holy crap. Like, it would just be It would be unbelievable. It would be unbelievable how well we would do.
Oh my God. It would be a slam dunk. And this is why it's so frustrating to me. Because if Trump had any like introspection, he would know how divisive he is. He would know that the right thing to do is to bow out and to become a kingmaker, which he is so good at doing. And then think of the unity in the GOP. Right now it's divided, and I am proof of that. And I am not alone. And so if I don't know what else people need to see, that the GOP is divided on the Trump issue big time. And so if Trump is the nominee, will I vote for him? Yes, of course I will. But I got to tell you, I'm not excited about it at all. Like, not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. Now, I'll tell you, though, AOC, not excited about Biden. And so she, along with many, many other Democrats, are feeling pretty nervous and will not commit to endorsing him. Watch this exchange.
Before we go, I just want to ask about President Biden. He is saying he's going to run again in 2024. Will you support him?
You know, if the president chooses to run again in 2024, I mean, first of all, I'm focused on winning this majority right now and preserving a majority this year in 2022. So we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But I think if the president has a vision, then that's something certainly we're all willing to entertain and examine when the time comes.
That's not a yes.
Yeah, you know, I think we should endorse when we get to it. But I believe that the president has been doing a very good job so far. And, you know, should he run again, I think that I think it's we'll take a look at it.
Okay.
But right now we need to focus on winning a majority instead of a presidential election.
Congresswoman, thank you.
Wow. He's been doing a very good job so far.
But I
don't think I want to vote for him. I mean, I'm not going to commit to anything. I mean, seriously? Okay. Yeah, because we believe you. We really think that you think that he's been doing a good job. Okay. Well, now, that's what's convincing. Yeah.
So January 6th, so 10 o'clock today. I mean, like, no one is going to watch this, right? No one. No one is going to watch this.
10 o'clock Eastern, right? 10 o'clock Eastern. It's going to be all over all the networks who fall in line, like Communist China. And they're basically, they're like, oh, yes, Master, we're going to go ahead and we're going to air this for however long you want us to air it, Liz Cheney, because you apparently are in charge of us now. Liz Cheney she's the queen now. Is that what's going on? It's gross. It's disgusting what's happening in this country. Seriously.
Well, I hope you don't get used to it, because they are saying that there's going to be at least 8 more of these hearings televised.
Oh my God.
Before the month is out. And then they're going to pick it back up in September for more. There's going to be more. And so,
you know, Democrats should be turning because of this. If there's anybody that's even close to the middle or on the fence, this should be enough to make people turn. This should be enough to make people look at Liz Cheney and be like, you're gross. This is all gross. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to just go on to the other side because y'all are gross. Seriously.
Well, so it's today at 10. And then there's another one on Wednesday. And I don't know what time. Another one on Thursday. Another one next Tuesday. 2 more this month that have yet to be determined. And then again, more in September. So this is like just going to be this endless fiasco. And the first one got fewer watchers than a rerun of Young Sheldon. You guys had 3.25 million viewers tune into the prime night, super hyper produced propaganda production this past Thursday, 3.25 million. And it'll get lower.
It'll get lower and lower each time. I mean, just where they're going to be aired, they will be lower and lower. But yet these networks will be fawning all over these. And that's all. They're going to be like breathlessly just like licking their chops over what kind of like bombshell we're going to. Because that's the thing I told you last week, you know, that's CNN. When I tuned to CNN, you had Anderson Cooper in charge of this, you know, panel of weirdos with George Conway, you know, George Conway. He's like with his hair, it's flowing like Wayne Newton hair, talking about how, you know, it was just, there was all these bombshells and he was just so emotional listening. Oh my God. I mean, these people, I just cannot, they're going to try to suck everything they can out of it to try to twist the narrative and make it look like this is the big story. When in reality, people are like, how can I feed my baby? You know, how can I fill my gas tank? What about my 401k? You know, this is what people are thinking about.
Yeah.
And well, really, like, what does the future look like for mortgage rates? You know, these people are lunatics. Lunatics.
Well, and if you're looking for a preview about what's to come in these next hearings, Martha Raddatz was asking Adam Schiff, the ghost banker. She was asking him, like, have we seen all the bombshells, or are there more bombshells to come? Which is a reasonable question, because when only 3.25 million people tune in and no one seems to be all that bent out of shape about it, like, hopefully they've got something else in their, you know, up their sleeve, right? This is basically the question. Here is how he answered it.
Good morning, Congressman Schiff. I want to ask you, did we hear your strongest evidence in this first hearing, or are there new revelations in the upcoming hearings that could offer hard proof that Donald Trump was responsible for what happened on January 6th?
I think you heard a good sampling of what you're going to see in the hearings to come. The evidence is very powerful that Donald Trump began telling this big lie even before the election, that he was saying that any ballots counted after Election Day were going to be inherently suspect. That lie continued after the election and ultimately led to this mob assembling and attacking the Capitol. And I think you heard just a few examples of what those witnesses have said behind closed doors. There's a lot more testimony where that came from. And I think most important is that we're weaving together how each line of effort to overturn the election led to another, and then ultimately culminated in that violent attack on January 6th.
See, they're weaving it together. He literally just admitted they are creating and crafting and weaving together a narrative that suits them.
Yeah, it's a story. It's like Disney, you guys. Swear to God.
It's just exactly like Disney.
These people are so they're gross.
You guys, I don't know if you're aware of this, but it is Pride Month. And so you're getting probably bombarded with pride parades all over your hometowns. Mm-hmm. And people who apparently are into child abuse are dragging their toddlers and young children to these. And for some reason, and this is why I'm so anti the pride flag, because now all it means is radical extremism.
Activism. It's just activism. Right.
This is what it looked. Here's a little bit of what it looked like in the DC Pride Parade.
Nice. That's really nice. Way to parent. That's great. Good for you.
Why does LGBT, why do they want that to be their representation? Why do they want to be like in leather collars and like Speedos and like twerking and spanking? Like, why is that what they want to be representative of them?
I don't know. They've always done that though. When I lived in Chicago, I remember my mom and I were this is forever ago, because I lived in Chicago back in 2004. And I remember just my mom came to visit me in Chicago. And I remember going shopping, and we passed some sort of, I mean, it just happened to be, I guess, I didn't know it was going to be going on, but we happened to pass some sort of parade thing. And there was some dude like in a, you know, a Borat Speedo looking thing, you know, and there's twerking and stuff going on. And I was just like, oh, this is Chicago, mom. You know, it's like, it's just like with his ass hanging out and everything. I mean, it was just so Chicago, right? So, I mean, this is the thing. They've always done this. And that's the thing. I've had over the years gay friends, gay conservative friends who would never dream of doing that, being in a parade like that where they're shaking their ass and doing something. They just live their lives, and they're normal people who just like, you know, they go to work every day and like are married and like, you know, live their lives and don't do that. And so they just, it's, they don't, they're, those people don't represent them. You know what I mean? Like they, so it is kind of weird. I don't know why they feel like that should represent them, because they don't think that's appropriate for kids to see. They don't, that doesn't represent them. They're professional, normal people. And so it is kind of a weird thing. I don't know. It's a level of, it's just a level of ick that you're just kind of like, why do you got to do that? Why do you, I don't understand. Why do you got to stick your ass in kids' faces and shake it and think that that's like, why? I just don't know why you have to do that. You can have pride. If you want to have pride, why do you have pride in yourself for doing that? Because that's not something you should be proud of. I don't get it.
Right. Keep in mind that there is still a buy one, get one offer on a whole bunch of your favorite MyPillow items. So if you go to MyPillow.com/chicks, you can get in on their BOGO offer, or you can get a massive, massive discount on their amazing slippers and moccasins. So check them out at MyPillow.com/chicks. Okay. What is in your sack of whack today?
Well, there's a chick in Scotland who, her cat died, and you know, as you know, I like right before we moved to Texas, in that year and a half preceding our move, we lost 3 dogs. So, I mean, mm-hmm. I was devastating year and a half. So I understand. So I saw this and it spoke to me a little bit. The difference being, I didn't stuff any of my dogs. She lost her cat and she stuffed it, you guys. she stuffed her cat. Right. There's a picture of her. She did that. Yeah. Really weird. And she's doing, and not only does she do it, but she says that she wants to encourage people to do it too. Like everybody wants to get rid of the stigma of everything, like body positivity is like, it's great to be fat. Woo. So like, she wants to erase the stigma of doing taxidermy on your pets. And so she's like, I really want to encourage everybody to do it. Now it cost her $5,000 to stuff her cat.
She said
it's the best thing that she ever did. The cat's name is Tango. And she just has this stuffed cat in her house. And she's like, it's the greatest thing ever. Yeah.
I feel like that's just not healthy. You know what I mean?
I do. Listen, and not only that, I have Great Danes. So it would take a lot of stuffing to stuff one of my dogs. A whole lot of stuffing. I don't know where I'd put it. Where would I put one of my Great Danes? Like, do you put it on a couch? Do you stick it in a corner? Like, what do you do? It's like, would you use it as like a coffee table? What would you do with the stuffed Great Dane? I'm not really sure. Probably lots of uses. But anyways, I just thought that was really weird. Also very interesting. $5,000 to stuff a cat, you guys.
I mean, that seems like a reasonable price, I guess, as far as
do you think that's reasonable?
I feel like no idea.
I could do a lot with $5,000. I could do a whole lot with that.
Oh yeah. But that's what you could definitely do a lot.
But I feel like that's whack. Just, you know, just maybe grieve, move on, get another kitten, you know?
Yeah, because now what, like, is she gonna ever get another cat, or is she just always gonna have the stuffed cat?
I feel like she's always going to have the stuffed cat and never quite move on from Tango, you know? Yeah. And then a guy's going to come over if she dates, and he's going to be like, what's that? That's my dead cat, Tango.
And the guy's going to be like, wait, this was your real cat? And right. She's going to be like, yeah. What's wrong with that? Stigma guy.
And he's going to be like, I got to go get something from my car, and then never come back. And you're going to hear wheels. All right. Bye. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what is today? Today is Monday. We do not have a show tomorrow, you guys.
No show tomorrow.
No show. Faux show. Because
Wednesday, same bat time.
Traveling. Yeah, same bat channel. She is traveling. She is jet setting tomorrow to fabulous foreign places. So she will be off and running, and then we will be back on Wednesday to see you guys. So we hope you have a nice little day off tomorrow, like sleep in or something.
Yeah, definitely. You know, catch up on your January 6th hearings.
Right. Watch some Adam Schiff. I'm watching Adam Schiff and his beady little eyes. Yes, and we'll discuss that on Wednesday. Everybody bring it in.
I wore my shirt for the insiders. My own brain tried to kill me and I won.
I love it. You guys have a great Monday. We will talk to you tomorrow. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Wednesday. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
we need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Texas Congressman Brian Babin joins me to discuss the massive caravan heading to our already overwhelmed southern border. I'm Sarah Carter on the latest Sarah Carter Show. Babin explains why President Biden is the best friend of the drug cartels and how his policies are getting lots of Americans killed by fentanyl and other drugs. Don't miss it. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.